the Holy Father is very sickly. His sickness started 10 days ago, and it deteriorated very badly. But he's in the critical situation, a critical condition, but he's okay, he's fine, because he has this, in fact, his lungs were infected with bronchitis, but now I think it has not improved, but is stable. As we heard about his sickness, in fact, we had prayed for His Holiness that he may recover soon. And we continue to join all the Catholics and the Christians all over the world praying for his health at this critical moment. And we believe that if God continues to preserve him for us, he will be always an important person for us, especially in South Sudan. The Holy Father loves South Sudan so greatly that even in spite of his condition of health, on being on the wheelchair, he came to South Sudan, and to the surprise of many people, he was well received, and after that visit, he was very great in spirit, and I think he has a special connection with South Sudanese, especially with the church here in Sudan, South Sudan, and we hope that he recovers well so that he continues with his task. I know people are a bit depressed because of his sickness now, but we pray to God that he may come out of this, we hope.
Yeah, and we also hope that he recovers from the sickness. You have been very close to him, and during his visit to South Sudan, we saw several pictures of you and Pope Francis. What are some of the memories of your connection with him? Share with us some of the memories.
Indeed, the Holy Father has been personally connected with me as I became the Archbishop of Juba because of the difficulties in accession. So he became close to me to support me in those difficult moments, and that is how we built our relationship, our friendship. And in fact, when I became Archbishop of Juba, there was this important connection that we had, and that led to his papal visit, ecumenical visit to South Sudan, because of that personal connection. And in fact, we prepared for his coming, and he came indeed in spite of all the difficulties that were thrown to his visit. But he came, and we continue to be with him in a very cordial mood, because after that, he invited me to lead the synod on synodality group from South Sudan and Sudan. And in fact, for the last 2 years, I have been very close to him. I resided where he stayed all these 2 years in 2023 and 2024. I resided in San Marcos, Domus San Marcos, and there you will see the Holy Father sharing meals with us as delegations from different countries, and his love to interact with the people has been always great, and it has been a very great encouragement, especially for us in South Sudan and Sudan. He had prayed, I think, every week he has prayed for South Sudan and Sudan, especially during our peril in difficulties in war. And he continued to pray for South Sudan and Sudan because of this situation we have. We have a very special place in the heart of Pope Francis. We really pray that God preserve him so that we continue to have that connection with somebody who is always praying and connected in the spirit with our people here in South Sudan.
Apart from that, he also, in his own state of humility, he kissed the feet of South Sudanese leaders during their visit to Rome. And, you know, the situation in South Sudan is still unpredictable. In the backdrop of his humility to the South Sudanese people, what do you have to tell the leaders of this country?
Yes, Tanza, I know that had gone in history, that the Holy Father kissed the legs of our leaders of South Sudan, because he wanted that South Sudanese should come together as brothers and as together as people who have the same destiny. And this was to encourage the president and the vice president to really put their hands together so that they bring a lasting peace to South Sudan. But of course, that appeal through kissing of his of their feet did not go well. I thought for me, even I suggested that from that time on, the vice president would have come with the president to South Sudan, because that was a guarantee for peace and reconciliation. But anyway, we know that there were difficult moments, and people still remember those difficult moments, that this was a very good occasion for everybody to rally under the initiative of the Holy Father. However, we did not lose hope. We had hope, again hope. When he came for his visit in 2023, we thought that our leaders would pick up what was lost during that occasion in 2018. But, however, peace is always an opportunity for us as a nation to move together, but also above all for our leaders to move together. In fact, the Holy Father, when he gave a lot of messages of reconciliation, of brotherhood, he wanted that the South Sudanese should no more go to war. But you see, still, because of some mistakes among our leaders, we still see the situation going really astray. And we hope that we continue to be peaceful here in South Sudan. There are some mistakes done by our leaders, and those mistakes would have not been done. And I think peace would prevail in South Sudan. Of course, I know there are influential groups that always mislead either sides. And that's why sometimes we see some decrees that have happened here. I think to be examined carefully, because this can break the country. And really I pray that the leadership in South Sudan should think twice before doing some sensitive issues, especially in the party or in the country. And we hope that we will be out of this. And I pray that God will still gather our hearts, because now in Western Equatoria, there is a difficult situation there, where the former governor is not known. Likewise in other areas, which is not good, it's not good for the country. People must always consult and must work together. Remember, the Holy Father repeated this word: you must be together. You must work together 3 times. Imagine the Holy Father emphasizing togetherness and caring for one another is the first basis for peace and unity and reconciliation. Really, we miss those messages of the Holy Father, because with those messages, the country would not be in this present time.